Hello, I'm Niall Kahn, and welcome to the P-Pro Podcast. This week on the show, we're talking about the fintech giants that made Snoop Dogg change his name to Smooth Dogg. That's right, it's Klarna, and we're discussing this with Ioana from our product team. Ioana, welcome to the show.
Hi, Niall. My name is Ioana. I work in product management for P-Pro, and I was responsible for Klarna's integration at P-Pro, and I'm really happy to be here.
Excellent. Well, it's great to have you here, and I'm glad you mentioned Klarna already, because that is going to be the focus of our podcast today.
Yeah, I was hoping you'd say that.
Yeah. Let's just get started with a brief overview of what Klarna is.
Sure. I mean, people everywhere in Europe already know Klarna. Klarna started in Sweden, and right now it's basically, they already have a banking license, and it's basically a Swedish bank that provides payment solution for all the e-com environment. And how they started was basically with a pay on invoice type of product. And with time, so in the last 14 years of activity, basically they expanded to more payment products throughout Europe, and recently also the States. So they're also available in the States at the moment. At the moment, they're focused mainly on the three products that they support, which is Pay Now, Pay Later, and Slice It.
Okay, and what are those actual differences? Because I believe, Klarna, you said started out as a post-pay originally, right?
Correct. Okay. I mean, that was their main value proposition when they started, and that's what put them on the map, basically. And then they started using... So they also acquired this Sofort Überweisung product from Germany, and that's how they mostly expanded to using other type of products.
So, and what kind of payment method is Sofort Überweisung?
Sofort is basically a Pay Now type of product, and right now it's also already branded as such. And basically, depending on the regions, actually, Pay Now, Pay Later, and Slice It can also be meaning different things. So do you want to dive in straight into those right now, or do you want to talk a bit more about Klarna?
Let's talk a little bit more about Klarna. So okay. You said it was based in Sweden. Right. Got to start with the post-pay thing. What else can you tell us about Klarna?
I mean, Klarna's main value proposition, basically, for all of the merchants and for all of the financial providers that are using it at the moment, is basically that they are assuming the financial risk of their approved payments. And therefore, they're taking out the risk between the merchants and the buyers because of this main value proposition that they offer right now. And also right now, with all of the payment products that they offer across different regions, basically, they also empower their merchants to give their consumers bigger variety of their products, basically. So they're not only, you know, I mean, as a consumer, you always get the option to basically either pay in installments, which is the Slice It product that they have as well, or you can always just pay on invoice, which is this Pay Later product that basically allows the consumers to get their order at home, try it out, see if they like it, and then they can just return it to the merchant. So it's like a value added from Klarna, you know, I mean, it's not only direct payment, so immediate payment, and then the traditional way where you need to execute the payment in order to order something and to get your goods or your services. You're basically moving to a more various and more consumer-centric type of environment.
Okay, great. So Klarna has three different products.
Correct.
They have Pay Now, Pay Later, and Slice It.
Correct.
Can you actually walk us through all three of these?
Sure.
I know there's some slight differences, and then I know that they also operate in different areas. So some regions or some countries have different options. But first of all, what exactly is Slice It?
Okay, so what we cannot do in this podcast is basically to create like a matrix of all the regions and availability of all of these payment products. However, from an overview perspective, sure, we can talk about all of the three of them and to make sure that everyone understands what the differences in their use cases are and what maybe their benefits are. So for Slices, for example, I'm glad you started with that because this is the most important product as of the era that we are currently living on, and a very important product for Klarna as well. So it's their installments payment product, simply put. However, it can basically be based on the availability, of course, and based on the regions, it can be either a planned payment. So it can be split between 3 or up to 36 months of equal payments, basically of fixed amounts, or based on two countries that support it, it can also be a different product, which is called Slice It by Card. And it can be, this is only available in the UK and States right now. And the States have basically four equal installments for every 2 weeks. So every 2 weeks, a consumer would have to pay a different, a new installment until they finish the whole order. Or in the UK, it's basically three equal installments for every 30 days, the consumer would receive a new invoice and he would have to, he or she would have to basically pay the amount on the specific installments that they are in.
Okay. And if I was to order something off Amazon for 20 euros,
sure,
could I then slice it, or is there a minimum amount that you have to spend in order to slice it?
So basically, I don't think actually that that's the value proposition when you have such a small order. For that type of order, you can either, if you can't pay it now or if you just want to take it at home.
You shouldn't really be buying it, really. But,
correct.
Yeah.
I think a better value proposition for this use case would be to basically pay later so that you can get the service, try it on, for example. Maybe it's a pair of cheap sneakers or something, so you can get them home, try them on. Maybe they're a smaller size for you or something. You can just return them. And that would be a bit better because you don't have to pay straight away.
Right. So that was a really smooth segue. Thank you for that. So yeah, let's talk about pay later. What exactly is pay later?
So pay later is basically the deferred payment method. So it's a pay on invoice and it's the product that made Klarna famous. And it's also depending on the regions, basically. The invoice is basically sent to the consumer directly. So the merchants get settled immediately after the consumer ordered and is approved for the specific order. And it basically depends on where the consumer would be. However, it's either, so you would have to pay either in 14 days for the DACH region, so Germany, Switzerland, and
Austria,
exactly. So, or also in Scandinavian countries and in the Netherlands. Or it's basically 30 days for paying the invoice for the States and the UK.
So that was we've covered so far Slice It, mm-hmm, and we've covered Pay Later. And so there's only one option left with Klarna, which is
Pay Now.
Excellent. So tell me about Pay Now.
Pay Now is actually very popular in Europe, especially because it's basically derived also from the Sofort. So it's the immediate paying product for Klarna.
And am I using a credit card for this, or what am I using for Sofort or Pay Now?
It can either take the form of a direct debit, so you can either create a SEPA mandate directly, or it can also take basically the form of a bank transfer. So this is basically what Sofort is. So it's a screen scraping of your bank where you just enter your details there and you just confirm the payment basically straight from your bank.
And so most of these payment methods are available in Western Europe, mm-hmm, the US, and the UK.
And Nordics, basically.
And the Nordics,
yeah,
as well.
Correct.
What would you say their market relevance is?
I would say that basically Scandinavia has a very good market share for Klarna already because this is where they started. This is where their home is. So they invested a lot of effort and a lot of... they have a very good consumer base over there already. However, Klarna recently stated that the US is also a very good and relevant market for them. And they're very starting very strongly to be in the UK market as well to push for their marketing campaigns and to push for merchants there.
Do you have any idea about the usage numbers or like
yeah,
how many people use the
for
product?
Sure. Okay. For sure. So basically what we know in 2018, for example, overall for Klarna, they reported an average number of around 800,000 transactions per day.
And is that across all three of the
across
products?
Across all the three products and across the whole 14 markets that they are active in. And they also mentioned that they have a consumer base of more than 60 million users and around 100,000 Klarna-enabled merchants at the moment.
Wow.
And from a market perspective, they still said that DACH, so the German, Austria, Switzerland region, is the main market still for them, probably because of the Sofort being very strong here in Germany. And they basically reported 29 million Klarna consumers just in this region, so in the DACH region.
And how much was the number overall? 60 million? So almost half their user base is actually in the DACH region.
In our region here, yep.
And you mentioned also that they're making a major push into the U.S.
Correct.
And, you know, this is the thing that I know best about Klarna in the most recent weeks, months maybe, has been Smooth Dog.
Correct.
Who is Smooth Dog?
Smooth Talk. So it's basically, if you move a bit to the marketing campaigns that Klarna had in the past, at some point in 2017, Klarna rebranded their digital identity to this pink and smooth identity, basically. And they had a very successful impact as a fashion icon, basically, more than just a payment product. Because usually in the banking and in the financial services, everything is very sober. So Klarna comes out as a very flashy and very nicely branded company, basically. So I think that might have been what attracted Snoop Dogg, so this American rapper, who's known basically all around the world. So he basically not only became their face, so Klarna's face in late 2018, but he also invested himself in the company. So he's also part of the investors board right now.
And that's also hoping to get like a little celebrity in the push into the American market.
Correct.
As well.
Yeah. Correct.
And you mentioned also that they have a very fashionable logo and brand and presence online.
That's true.
Why is that?
I mean, it's mostly because their best merchant industries that are represented right now with Klarna are from the consumer and the digital goods services. So it's mostly, so their merchant base is mostly active in the fashion or beauty or sports or electronics or luxury industries. Probably that's exactly why they are targeting to be a very good brand and have this very nice digital identity as well.
Okay, great. So what actual value does Klarna bring to merchants? You mentioned these merchants are usually in fashion or in retail industries. What exactly, why would a merchant go to Klarna?
Okay, so the main reason for merchants to use Klarna are basically, as I said at the beginning, merchants actually feel empowered when they are offered multiple variety of payment products. So from a merchant perspective, when they choose Klarna, either of those payment methods that they have, so pay now, pay later, or slice it, from a merchant's perspective, they would get settled immediately, regardless of when the consumer actually gets to pay for their order. So even if I pay now as a consumer, or if I pay in 14 days on an invoice, or if I pay in installments in 6 months, from a merchant's perspective, it's the same thing because they receive the money immediately.
So Klarna always pays their money up front.
Correct. For all of their approved transactions, so as long as Klarna approves the transactions, they will only settle the merchant at once. And so basically they empower their merchants to offer these payment products without any risk from their end. And at the same time, because I just mentioned the risk, is also a very good point that Klarna actually takes the risk of the transactions that are being processed with it. So the thing is that from a consumer's perspective, they know that they will be in good hands at all times. And the merchants don't have to deal with any of the risk of the transactions because they will basically act on Klarna's response.
So we have these three payment options. We have pay later, pay now, and slice it. What is the merchant getting out of this from Klarna?
So it's multiple points, actually, that we could touch here. One of it is the variety of the payment products. So basically, the merchant could offer various payments for the consumer. So they can basically either choose to pay now, pay on an invoice once they get the products, or pay in installments as they can budget their orders better. And Klarna also mentioned that when consumers are basically shown with multiple varieties of payment, they will spend more on their orders. And that makes perfect sense because maybe you can budget better if I can choose to pay at a different time and I'm not forced to pay and have the money straight away in my account. There's also another thing from a fraud and risk perspective, which is basically very important for the merchants, which is Klarna bears the full risk for all of their approved transactions. That means for the merchant that once Klarna tells them a transaction was successful, that they can already ship the order, which means that from their perspective, this brings a good value proposition because they don't have to deal with their risk on their end and they can just trust Klarna on their status. And there's also another thing, which is that the merchants are basically integrating just one Klarna integration. So this is more on a technical side, I know, but it's very important because it's one integration that basically offers merchants flexibility to choose various payment methods across different regions. So that's a plus value for merchants who operate across borders, for sure.
Okay, that's some good information for merchants there. Thanks for listening. If you're enjoying the podcast, make sure to leave a review on iTunes and subscribe. And if you're on social media, make sure to follow PPro at @PPro_group. Special thanks to Irving for editing this episode. Until next time.